T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An Uber driver in Virginia got rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver and refused to let his passengers out while he chased that hit-and-run driver down. And while the passengers begged the driver to let him out, he instead called 911 and then had the passengers talk to the dispatcher. Now, while this was going on, the Uber driver got hit by another car, and he didn't stop. The couple in the back are a husband and wife, and the husband shared the video on Facebook Live. We got the wife here talking to 911. Now, you're going to hear that her call for a lift, but apparently it was an Uber ride.
911, where's your emergency?
Hey, we're in a lift, and we just got hit. So the lift driver is following the person.
Okay, but you want
me
to stop in order to
assist? He won't stop. He won't let us out either. Because he want to catch the dude. And we're running through red lights like... Two people almost hit us.
Hey, yo.
Okay. I just want to get out. Like, I got 4 kids.
Tell him that he needs to stop.
Okay, he can hear you, ma'am. Stop. He can hear you.
Oh, my God, shorty.
Somebody just hit us. He's trying to catch the man. We're on the boulevard now.
Damn,
so they got 4 kids. They're probably going to finally have a date night. Got, you know, night out away from the kids, and this is what they had to deal with. This is like the plot to like a bad action sitcom or action comedy.
Yeah, dude, this is, I mean, this I guess is the chance you take when you let regular people drive you around. I don't know how Uber gets out of this one. You know, because there's no, I mean, they don't check any of these folks, do they?
I don't know how it all works, but I mean, you would think like you got hit, you're pissed, you're like, guys, you got to get out of the car. I have to handle this. I'm sorry. You know, I apologize, because I would rather get the bad rating for that than kidnapping and also a hit and run and all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, that's what he got. He got charged with hit and run himself and kidnapping charges. And Uber said, quote, the driver's behavior is deeply concerning and his access to the app has been removed. We have been in contact with the rider and stand ready to support law enforcement on their investigation.
See, if I was Uber, I'd be like, you heard the woman. He was driving for Lyft, and this was a Lyft issue, not an Uber issue.
Yeah, come on, guys. What are you bothering us for?
You got. I'd imagine that he probably drives for both, and that's why she thought he was a Lyft. You know, because they have the Lyft sign and the Uber sign in a car.
Yeah. You can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and you get to just basically ride along with them on this just nightmare ride.
I mean, more often than not, my Uber, when I do ride sharing, it's rather pleasant. People are pretty cool, and they get you from point A to point B. I think once we had a guy that was testing out political jokes on us, and that was annoying because we were wasted in Portland. We're like, just shut the F up, dude. Like, we don't care about your jokes. But, like, that was about as bad as it got. Nobody's going on a high-speed chase.
Well, if you do ride a lot, what I've found is that if I can make friends with one of those drivers... You know, it's not, you're not supposed to do this or they're not supposed to do this, but I just get their number and I book them myself. So I have the same driver all the time.
Oh.
Because you pay them. I pay them a little bit more.
Can you do that with Uber?
Well, because, look, they're not supposed to.
But what, so they turn on their thing and then they.
No, they just give you their telephone number.
But how do you pay them?
Oh, there's Google Pay, there's Cash App, there's Venmo.
Oh, this is rather interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you're above the law.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just
above the law of
the system, man. Well, I am skirting the system because I know that if I pay them in full, whatever the heck the ride is, well, that cuts out the middleman, which is Uber.
Totally.
And I get the same person all the time. And if you're nice to the same person all the time, they love having you as a repeat customer anyway because they have the other side of it. They go, I don't like driving idiots around all the time. If I know I got a good customer, then it's a great relationship.
So they often near you where you can pull that off?
Because, I mean, it's interesting. This one person, and I'm not going to say the person's name, he will come to my house at any time. He will drop me off at the airport.
Like a booty call. The booty.
Because he knows I'm a good customer.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, what do you need?
So he'll stop whatever he's doing and come to you?
I mean, if I give him plenty of notice. I mean, sometimes I can't get it done. But if I know I'm going out for a night and I know I'm going to need
Uber.
Hey, around
6 o'clock, I'm going to need you.
Yeah,
so
what do you say, buddy?
Make sure you're in Mercer Island.
Yeah. I'm going to be downtown. Can you come up, you know? And this guy, this is what he does for a living. Like, it's his full-time job.
I bet you're not the only one that does this. I just have not heard from doing this before.
I got the idea because I use the Wings app.
I remember
You can get the same drivers with the Wings app if they're available. They always show up in your favorites. And then I thought, why don't I just do this with every and just see if I didn't.
Dang.
So I just started asking. I said, hey, you know, if you give me your number, I could probably get you again, right? And wouldn't that be cool if I got you again and you got me if you think I'm a good customer? And
you've got friends with rideshare benefits.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty great, actually.
Oh, it's a great. I'm telling you.
Has anyone ever said no?
No, so far, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and one of the dudes
just dump you like, look, man, this relationship, my other passengers are getting jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's that reason. I don't want to play the roulette and maybe get in a car with hit and run guy. I don't want that to happen.
But that's the fun of Uber, I thought. You just never know.
Is that the fun of Uber?
You're walking into the unknown.
Yeah, okay. That's the fun of Uber. Oh, man. All right, it is Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited because I'm going down to California to see my Valentine.
Nice.
So it worked out perfectly. I mean, I'm going to land, and it's the day. And
you going to see your wife as well? Or
No, just my Valentine.
Hey.
Yeah. And, of course, getting gifts is always a challenge. We're going to talk later about it, but I have a gift I'm trying to get for our anniversary because it's like it's one of the milestone anniversaries. I never know what to get my wife. My wife, ever since we had that one Christmas where we got her a gift and she just freaked out and said we don't know her and cried, I'm so afraid of getting her the wrong gift.
Get her own personal Uber driver.
Oh, hey, I've already done that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's got my guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll go all the way to California to drive around.
He's amazing. I told you, this guy's amazing,
Damn,
Steve.
This is impressive.
This guy will go anywhere. So we've got here the worst gifts that you can get for Valentine's Day. This is according to dating.com. And, I mean, I don't know, is anybody in this room definitely say, oh, yeah, I got the worst gift ever for Valentine's Day? Has that ever happened to anybody?
To be honest, more often than not, I don't get a gift on Valentine's Day, and I don't care.
Oh, you get nothing? You get a card at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that to me is more than enough, because I don't really give a crap about Valentine's Day. I know I have to play the game.
Get her something,
right?
Yeah,
I get her flowers.
Yeah.
I don't get, like, this year she got me something, but it was because she got me a mug that has like one of the maternity pictures the baby pictures that we took with our Tatum, and then Lulu's on it as well. So I had that, and it's sitting right on my desk so I can look at it every day.
Oh, I haven't seen that mug.
I'll show it to you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to check that out.
Yeah, I was going to use it, but I wanted extra coffee, and it wouldn't hold all the coffee that our machine. So
keep the old mug.
So I had my backup for the tired days.
Yeah.
Which is every day.
I got gym shorts one time.
Oh, there's a gift.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? That's close to the top 10. Over here at number 10 is sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Do they have a
worst.
Little heart on them or something?
No.
No.
I say juicy on the back?
I wish. Nice. I would wear those all the time. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was fine. I mean, they were $12. It was great.
Wow. I mean, I like getting something that I can that I like and could use. I mean, it's nice to be thought of on a holiday where I didn't expect anything.
Valentine's to me I've created this in my own world, but like it's just we exchange cards, she'll get flowers, and we'll get an awesome meal.
Yep.
Like that's all it is to me.
She still is, but see, you're going with the traditional thing where she is supposed to get something more than you.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Because we've always thought it was the woman's holiday, but it's 2020, and like for instance, in same gender relationships or whatever, I wonder if there's one partner that actually has to treat the other partner differently, just like in heterosexual relationships, because it's always the man that's got to provide for the woman. I wonder if it's the same thing if it's two dudes or two women. Like, what do? Do they have that, or is it still gender based? You know, from a stereotypical standpoint, where the woman always has to get the gift, and if you got two women in a relationship, I guess they both got to get each other something.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, because this is how I've always done it. I've never expected gifts. But so especially right now, like, you know, we're trying to save some money, and, well, why buy me a gift? I mean, I'm buying it.
Yeah, it, you know what I mean? You like, can't ever think that, though.
I know, but like, it's
because my wife is buying me everything.
But I'd be like putting her, like, I can't believe you didn't get me anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so I was pumped about the mug, though. That actually brought a tear to my eye.
Well, that makes sense. You just had the baby, so you're going to get a lot of those gifts. Every milestone you can have, there's going to be like the baby's first this, whatever you get.
So it says, not joking, this year I got my wife a Deuce Bigelow framed movie poster autographed by Rob Schneider.
Awesome. That's cool. You have a great wife. She got it for him?
No, he got it for her.
So that's what I'm saying. If she really digs that.
What if she doesn't and it's just a random thing that he found on the internet?
It does sound random to me, so she better like Rob Schneider.
I got to imagine that's her favorite movie.
I hope so.
If not, that's even better.
Yeah.
So it says, the husband said the best gift they ever got for Valentine's Day was when I got him a back scratcher. LOL.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I appreciate that. Well, these worst gifts, man, a used candle tops the list. Somebody got somebody a used candle.
From Gwyneth Paltrow?
From Gwyneth.
You.
I suppose if I could get a used Gwyneth Paltrow candle, and if it's supposed to be the essence of Gwyneth, that's not bad.
Yuck.
Yeah. No? How about clothes the guy's ex left at his place?
Oh.
What, like, I got this cool Metallica shirt? Where'd you get it? Well, it was from the last guy I banged.
Well, this is like a women's clothes, I think, because it said the guy's ex. I mean, oh. I'm assuming that he gave her, like, some other woman's clothes. That's
Here's
not
a bra and panty set. I don't know where they came from, but here you go.
They're in my hamper.
Yeah. Number three, I thought people dug. I think it's the right kind of people. I feel like at some point in her life, Vicky would have liked this.
Are they the coupons with all the little things you want to do?
Those are cute.
Those are fun.
Yeah, I remember I got those. They are. It says here a date night coupon instead of actually going out for Valentine's Day, but you're thinking of the really nice coupons that say I'm going to, you know, talk into the microphone.
I'm going to rub your back or something like that.
I was thinking of number three being edible underwear.
Oh.
Have you ever had those?
They're not good. They're like a bad fruit roll-up.
Yeah, basically.
That's what I hear. It's not a good flavor.
I tried one once. They're not good.
They're not good at all.
No, I've never tried it. I love fruit snacks, but I just didn't think I would like those.
I mean, the idea is that, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to maybe finally like to go places where I didn't want to go before because now there's fruit there. And, you know, I'm of the mindset, look, either you like to go to those places or you don't. I don't think a fruit roll-up is going to make it any difference.
But how quickly can you eat those?
How quickly can you eat them?
I mean, well, you know, like if I got to eat a fruit roll-up, it's not going to take like 10 seconds. Like, you're going to have to sit and wait for me to
I feel like it's...
I don't think that's the
delicious
point.
That's not the point. It's like you know, you're trying to eat your way out of Alcatraz?
No, I've never been there.
You know. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like, you know, you're trying to break through the big defenses is what you're doing. And so supposedly before you, it's like an appetizer before the main course.
But then you're candy blocking me. I want to finish my candy.
You're a candy blocker. Yeah. How about pink shaving cream? Was a gift given?
You can take a hint.
Ooh, who's getting it?
I didn't think about it that way, Rev. I was just assuming this was a gift for a dude, but you're right. Or if it's a gift for a dude that needs to manscape, I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
You can't give this to a chick, though. You give a girl shaving cream, that's not going to work. I don't care what color it is.
I don't care what holiday either.
Yeah. How about this? A lighter with a sports team logo on it.
Nice.
But see, yeah, I feel like a guy would dig that if it's his team and he smokes or likes to light up.
Like, I'd be bummed if I got like a 49ers lighter. I'd be like, what the hell?
That would suck. Hair ties was a Valentine's gift. I don't know. Vicky, would you like some? Because Vicky's got a hair tie in right now.
Yeah, but I don't.
What if it's a purdy one?
I'm okay.
That just reeks of someone that like went to go get like a can of Monster at the gas station. It's like, crap, I haven't gotten a Valentine's Day gift, and just grabs that stack of hair ties. That's like, that and like the enhancement pills. That'd be a good gift.
Hair ties and enhancement pills. There's a hot gift right there. How about a picture of a gift he ordered online that didn't get there in time?
That's someone who procrastinated, waited until the last second.
That's Joey D's.
Yeah.
And actually a little bit of me, too. Joey D's always has these great elaborate ideas that he tries to pull together, but they never seem to happen, like, on the day of whenever he's trying to do it. And so there's usually a picture or something like, yeah, look at more of your gifts on the way. I try to do this, but, you know.
I got you this gift, but it hasn't shown up yet. Well, I'm looking at the receipt on it, and you ordered it 2 hours ago. Of course it hasn't shown up yet.
Well, I didn't lie. It hasn't shown up yet.
The prime was fast.
How about a greeting card for a different holiday? Somebody actually did
funny.
That? Somebody would go, Merry Christmas on Valentine's Day or Happy Arbor Day? Really?
I kind of want to do that now.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah. And, of course, I told you number nine was a date coupon. And rather than go out, you go, here's a coupon for us to go out, but not today.
See, now we just decided last minute that we're actually going to get, because we're going to go check out one of her cousin's basketball games tonight over at Rogers. We went yesterday. Shout out to the Rogers Rams girls basketball team kicking ass.
Look at you. You guys are just like Friday Night Lights. You guys are all Friday Night Lights over there.
The boys team is tonight, so we're going to go cheer on our other cousin.
Is this her Valentine's wish?
Well, it just happened to be on Valentine's Day, so we're going to go. She asked if I wanted to go. I'm like, yeah, I get into these games. Like, it's fun. And they can, as long as they win. If they lose, I'm not going to be happy.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Are you going to be one of those parents, even though none of your kids are out there?
No.
Yeah, but I know the cousin.
Dude, there was one parent last night that's just, something happened. He goes, just shoot the damn ball. And I kind of looked at him like,
really?
Don't be that guy.
He's that guy.
Like, cheer and be loud for your kids. And I feel bad for the officials, man. They're reffing high school basketball.
It's a high school game.
And people are yelling at them like as if there's money on this game.
90% of the people on that court, maybe even 99% of the people on that court, will never play basketball even on the college level.
Right. And the high school basketball officials are doing it for one reason only. They enjoy it. They
love the game.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably not getting paid a lot to do it.
And they're helping out you need officials for these games, so they're doing their bit for the school.
I don't get why people get so mad at, I mean, it's like, unless like someone got like legitimately hurt and they look out for the health of that person, I could see getting mad at an official. But otherwise, like, yeah, you could be like, ah, bad call. But when people are like yelling at them like as if they're in the NBA, it's silly.
It's the Uncle Rico effect.
Yeah.
You know, living vicariously through the kids on the court or trying to, you know, I've never understood parents. It's like, do you know your self-worth has nothing to do with your kids? I know the world wants you to think so, but really, you're your own person. If your kid's an idiot or a genius, that doesn't mean you're anything.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Anybody with a brain in their head knows that you had, you know, all you did was not mess it up if your kid turns out okay. You just didn't mess it up. You know, you're just as moron of a parent
just
as I am.
Just go and cheer them on and be loud. Give them that fun vibe of, like, you know, everyone rooting them on. I mean, it's a cool experience. Don't yell at them. But that's neither here nor there. But my wife's like, oh, we should go get dinner beforehand. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah? So you're playing? Yeah?
But I don't know. Like, we're, like, trying to figure out where the hell are we going to go that there's not going to be a line.
Oh, you're right. It is Valentine's Day tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife and I haven't made plans to go anywhere, and I don't know if she's done it. She's going to surprise me, but I haven't.
Oh, you should have done reservations a while ago.
I don't know. Well, see, I don't know. It's her call. When I go visit her, she's like in charge of everything. I just go, look, I'll pay for wherever we go. Yeah. I mean, that's how we do it.
And when
she comes up here, I do the same thing. It's like, I'm in charge. What do you need to do?
Like, I'm in charge. I'll take care of it. I even have a driver ready to pick us up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome, dude. All right. Here's a question. Why are Pearl Jam's fans staring at the moon to hear new music from the band? Yeah, Pearl Jam fans, they're actually staring at the moon just so they can hear new music. Why are they doing this? Oh, I'm going to tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Pearl Jam just released a new song yesterday, but here's the deal. You want to hear it? Point your phone at the moon.
Yeah.
Makes sense, because the track is called Super Blood Wolf Moon. Ooh. And you were just playing a little bit of it because you found the moon.
Yeah, you go to moon.pearljam.com. And you can, like, kind of pull up, like, this little app on your phone or this little program on your phone, and you point it at things. I tried pointing at your face.
How'd it do?
It said, no moon detected. I pointed at Danny's bum. No moon detected. Vicky had a keychain of the moon. Tried that. No luck as well.
So you really have to go, like, pointing towards the real moon?
But we figured it out. I found it by Vicky pulled up a picture of the moon on the computer. I pointed my phone at that, and sure as S, It started playing.
Oh, that's really... Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm liking the sound of this.
It's got a cool sound.
Yeah.
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
That's so kind of cool, man.
So you're saying we got to go get the app.
Yes.
And then open it to the phone, point the camera at the moon. But you said even a picture of the moon seems
or
to work.
Or a picture of the moon. We broke this system.
Oh.
Eddie's going to be mad at us.
Yeah. So, yeah. And plus, I guess, in addition to the song, you also get on-screen animations dancing around the moon.
Yeah. See, the moon starts moving around.
Oh, that's cool.
And, like, words start popping up. And then it also gives you a link to pre-order the album. I would click on it, but I already pre-ordered it.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, I got the vinyl coming once the album comes out.
Oh, nice. Of course, the album is Gigaton, and that is upcoming. And it looks like the second song will be available next Wednesday. If you don't want to download the app, they'll release it for everybody to download next Wednesday.
Nice. A little bit different sound to this one than the first song we heard, which has a little bit more of that Talking Heads, electronic drum vibe to it. This one sounds a little bit more of like an acoustic hit, you know, more organic, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
And this is just a different, fun way to do things.
Yeah, see, Pearl Jam seems to always be really... I think they're always at the forefront of doing a cool way to introduce their new albums.
Especially this one. This was originally, remember, they gave you clues, and there were certain places in the country, and even in Canada and other places as well, there were billboards, and you would have to put your phone up against the billboard or like almost get the video or, you know, the camera going up against the billboard, and then something would play... giving you information about the record.
Yeah.
And now you have to look up at the moon. So what's next? I wonder.
Ooh, well, you look up at the moon, look down at the ground. I don't know. I mean,
or
that's...
the sun? Do we have to look at the sun? That might hurt more.
Yeah. I mean, the song is Super Blood Wolf Moon. Makes sense that they're using the moon. Maybe it has something to do with each title of the song they released that, you know, whatever we got to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Like, depending on the name of the song.
Yeah. But anyway, that's Pearl Jam. So, yeah, go to their website and get the app.
Hopefully they don't have a song called Play in the Traffic or something like that.
Yeah, that would be really, really bad.
A bunch of Pearl Jam fans with their phones staring at cars coming at them.
Yeah.
Some weird Frogger thing going on.
Oh, that would not be good.
I wonder how many Pearl Jam fans were out in the streets last night just, like, pointing their phone at the moon.
That would, yeah, that would be a cool thing. And those are the kind of moments that remind you that, oh, yeah, we all do... Like, we all do at time, really, we get together and we're unified under one thing. It's really cool.
And somebody want to know the name of this website where you could do all this fun stuff. And it's moon.pearljam.com for this augmented reality experience.
Moon.pearljam.com. All right,
super
cool.
Fun. Ba, 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 ba. I like that song.
All right, look at you.
Stuck in your head there.
Yeah. You know what? He's so far, the first two songs, Steve's digging.
I'm feeling it.
All right. So next Wednesday, you can get this without going to the moon. Yeah. I am very much looking forward. I am very and I actually this weekend I plan on listening to the Green Day album. Yeah. Looking forward to that. I'm going to have some time on the beach. So.
Oh, that's right. You know, Danny had nothing good to say about it. He said, "Yeah. I listened to the record. I really enjoyed it."
Good. You didn't like the second song that came out, so I'm glad you liked it now.
Yeah. No, the one where they do the Gary Glitter thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I like the rest of the record.
I think it's really good, actually.
What?
So I'm sorry, Steve just basically drooled all over the concert. Well,
so nasty.
I got punched in the mouth, and so it's hard to close my mouth right now.
Oh, you got punched in the mouth wrestling?
Yeah, last weekend.
All right.
So like my inside of my mouth is all bruised.
There you go. Here's a napkin. You really should clean. No, not in your mouth. How about clean up the table? Gosh, it really is like watching a little kid in a high chair.
Well, yeah, Steve, I mean, you've got a baby now. Maybe borrow one of her bibs or something.
Yeah, I should.
Your wife is kind of blessed.
We're both like going head to head on who drools more right now.
Yes. Your wife at the dinner table with the two of you when she gets a little older, I mean, it's going to just be like a spit fest.
Oh, man.
Hey, so he said, oh, my God, I just did it, and it's freaking sweet. Not the drooling, but the Pearl Jam. Thanks, gang, from Justin and Burlington. Yeah. That person wondered if the top of my head would work as the moon.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Uh-oh.
We should have tried that.
We can test it.
Yeah, all right.
We can...
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Okay, so again, in order to listen to the new Pearl Jam album,
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so in order to listen to it, you've got to point your phone either A, at the moon, or it looks like B, anything that looks like the moon or the picture. So Vicky's trying to point it at Steve's head to see if we can play the song. Does it work, Vicky? It's trying
not
to... Well, I guess...
That's
Vicky.
No moon.
What if somebody has bad acne? I wonder if that works as the moon.
Gross.
Well, I'm just saying we should call people Crater Face back in the day.
Or so, if you actually moon Steve's phone, like put full pants down. I mean,
no, please, right, no.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No.
Let's try that right now.
Okay, no,
you're not going to.
Here we go.
No.
Check it out.
No,
let's see if it works.
No,
will it work?
I'm not looking. I am so not looking.
It's working.
It's working. Okay. When are your pants back up? That's what I want to know, so I can move my head.
The worst view ever.
Yeah. Sorry, Good job, guys. Rev. Yeah, poor Rev's got in the booth right behind Steve.
Yeah, I'm getting the full view, man.
Yeah, you are. Boy, you're getting to see just what his wife sees every time he gets out of the shower. That's delightful.
Lucky me.
Yeah. Vicky and I refuse to look anywhere but straight ahead. We're like trauma victims over here.
I'm sure this is exactly how Pearl Jam hoped this would go.
Yeah. Perfect. Moon.pearljam.com.
Oh,
next time I see
rising.
Mike McCready, I'm going to thank him. Thank you for your brilliant idea for Steve to drop his pants so we can listen to your song. Thanks. Thanks, Mike. And, of course, he's the only member of Pearl Jam I'm going to blame.
Yes. Well, he's the only one that returns our calls.
That's a good point. He is the only one that talks to me.
So I said we should try the Death Star.
Oh, that's no moon, though.
Yeah, that's no moon.
I
hello.
Mean, we know that.
But isn't it made to look like a moon?
Yes, but we all know that's no moon.
It's a trap.
Okay.
It's a trap.
Well, let's see if Pearl Jam falls. If this works, that means that somebody a part of their camp is a Trekkie.
But that would be a Star Wars fan, but yes.
That, too.
Yeah.
Almost there, Steve.
Yeah, you almost got this down. So you're going to try the Death Star now.
Yes, we're going to try the Death Star.
Again, this is, so it's Super Blood Wolf Moon, which
Super
is the new
Blood,
song
Wolf Moon. Super Blood, Wolf
off of Pearl Jam's latest album, Gigaton. And if you want to hear this, you've got to go to moon.pearljam.com.
Yes.
And if
it's not a moon.
Nope.
Yeah,
good.
We told you that's no moon.
Well, they clearly don't fall for traps.
Exactly. I don't think that I don't think Pearl Jam would actually use the Death Star as a moon since they all know it's no moon. Okay, come on. All right. So anyway, go to, is it moon.pearljam.com?
Yep.
Go there, and that's where you can get the new song. But you have to point your phone at a moon or at something that looks like a moon.
A picture of the moon.
Yeah, either way, as long as it looks like a moon.
Super Blood Wolf.
Yeah, go for it, Steve. You can do it. I really didn't mean that. We got a new survey. People basically saying that they regularly take naps. The ones that do this say they're more productive and happier than the rest of us.
Hell yeah, I take a nap every day.
Yeah.
It's funny we bring this up because 2 days ago I had that conversation with my wife because I've been tired all the time. Our baby sleeps all night long. Like when we go to bed around 8:30, 9 o'clock, till the minute I get up around 3 in the morning, I'm getting a full night's sleep.
So many people hate you guys right now.
I know, I hate to rub that in, but that's just, I'm lucky. But, you know, because that's around the time that my wife gets up to feed her. It's like around like 2:45, 3 o'clock. So it works out great. But I'm more tired than I've ever been. And I'm like, I'm getting more sleep at night than I ever have. I don't get this. And then it's like, I'm not getting any naps anymore. None.
Oh.
The minute I come home, and my wife might want to go do some stuff. And, you know, as much as I tell her no, she has to be with the kid at all times. She still does. No, I'm kidding. I'll watch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to fall asleep on the kid. So I'm not getting napping. And I'm like, I got to start working some naps in from time to time. So now we're trying to still create a window of like 45 minutes for me to like, try and get a power nap in.
Boy, if you could time that with Tatum, you guys could be nap buddies.
Yes, I know. Problem is that, like, she sleeps great with my wife, but the minute I'm around, she's like, ah.
Oh, she knows. She's already started. She goes, oh, wait, you know, Pops, I don't know if you know this, but you're going to be at my beck and call.
Right, yeah. Right. I know you want to take a nap, but ah.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to get used to the fact that when I speak or cry, you will listen.
But naps are the greatest thing ever.
Turns out that the people that are actually, you know, productive and happier with these naps also are more career driven. They've got a better work-life balance. So we're trying to find. So how many people are actually napping is what I want to know, because
me and Rev,
I didn't know this was a thing.
Danny,
I do every day.
You don't nap, EJ?
I always say I want to, and then I don't do it regularly. I really don't. If I do it twice a week, it's amazing. And I don't, you know, but I am tired like the rest. Steve, like you, I find myself in the middle of the day just dead tired.
Yes. And I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, I'm getting more sleep. This makes no sense. I'm like, oh, I'm not getting that. Even if it's like, sometimes I don't even fall asleep. I just lie down on the couch for a good 30, 40 minutes without like doing anything, not touching the phone, just close my eyes and not do a damn
that's
thing.
That's what I'm told that's about the right time. You know, between 20 and 40 minutes is the right amount of time.
What I would do is just like lay down, set my phone for an hour on the timer, because I know I'm not going to fall asleep right away. That's just not how it works. It takes about 20, 30 minutes for me to fall asleep. And then it'll go off and I won't get like that dreaded 3-hour nap, which sometimes I've done. And then I'm just done for the night.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
It's groggy central.
By the time you feel normal, it's time to go back to bed.
Yeah.
We should have. That's why, like, what? Like, they do the siestas in Mexico, right?
Mexico and in Spain, but I wish we could do that here. Like, all businesses in, like, Spain, yeah, for example, will close for, like, 2-3 hours in between, and everyone goes home and rests and takes a nap or has some wine or whatever.
I gotta tell you, man. The worst thing about America is that we are in all of these particular patterns that go against what other countries do, and we've said all these other countries are inferior or they're savage or they're antiquated. It turns out that they're doing the right thing, and we have just been sold a bad bill of goods in order to make money. Yep. Like, breakfast was never a thing that needed to be done, but it's because people wanted to make money. Even having 3 meals a day is not something apparently we need to do, but again, people wanted to make money, so good breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a thing you're going to do. And the napping thing, John Medina, who wrote the book Brain Rules, talks about there is a time of day where your brain needs rest, and it doesn't want you to do any thinking, and it's right around nap time. It's like, I think he said between 12 and 3, the brain is like, dude, let's just take a break. I'm not going to learn anything. I'm not going to do anything. It's why people get sleepy in meetings. It's why people forget some stuff in meetings and just zone out. Because their brain's like, look, let's just take a break.
Yeah, we should have them here. Like, an alarm should go off, and then we all have to just turn the lights off and fall asleep. And then we can parlay it into a game of 7-Up.
Heads up, 7-Up, really?
God, that's going back a day. Only 9% of people say they take naps.
Wow.
And 30% of people say they never take naps.
Well, if you work 9 to 5, how are you getting a nap in?
See, that would be, if there were built-in nap breaks, how cool would that be?
It'd be awesome.
Of course, we used to have 7-hour days. You know, we used to be that kind of country where you got a paid lunch break and it was part of your 8-hour shift.
So it says, I work 12+ hours a day. I have no time for naps. I get 6 hours of sleep a night and I feel great every day.
I will say that a lot of times, like, if I try to take a nap later than 3 p.m., mm-hmm, I can't go to sleep at night.
Yeah, you might as well just be going to bed at that point.
But that's because I try to go to bed at, like, 9 o'clock because we wake up so early, but it's just so hard for me.
Yeah, and this is the problem, Danny. You and the texter, you know what? You very well may be doing exactly what's right for your body, but we take that cookie cutter mentality and apply it to everybody. The worst thing is kids in school. Teenagers in school, it turns out they should be sleeping till noon. And it's just the way their bodies work. And we make them get up, go to school where they're supposed to be learning stuff. And for those first 3 hours of school, it's a beating because they're just not awake and they're groggy. We remember we had a hard time with Joey. And I feel so bad because now science has proven that Joey was just normal. Like, I just can't get up right now.
I mean, that's not
crazy. I mean, normal, you know. I mean,
yeah. Normal-ish.
So we've created these hours and these rules that are so against the body's natural rhythm. And we've just accepted it for somebody's reason. Like, somebody was an overachiever and made all of us be the way they are when we're really not that way.
It's probably some guy named Bradley.
Oh, it's definitely a guy named Bradley.
Thanks, Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley. It's always the Bradleys.
Yeah, not Brad.
You know.
Brad's fun.
The texter's probably a Bradley. I get 6 hours of sleep, Bradley, and I work 12 hours a day, and I'm fine. And it's like, not everybody's like that, Bradley.
This texter says, we have a nap room at work. Another person, Google, has nap pods. And another guy said, my buddy of mine, he lives in China. They must take a 20-minute power nap every day.
God, that's so awesome.
That is amazing.
I would love to go into a nap pod.
Nap pods would be so cool. That's very sci-fi.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so awesome.
You play like your little sci-fi music inside of it too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got some sleep. I got sleep music. I've got I got ocean waves that Alexa plays for me. And I feel like I'm just
like that.
Just falling asleep by the ocean. Yeah, it sounds just like it. Maybe I should have Steve just record that for me and I can listen to that over and over again.
Oh, look at one of those nap pods.
Those are awesome.
That is weird. Because your whole body is exposed except for your head.
Yeah. It looks like Pac-Man with a giant tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why they're exposed, don't you?
No.
That way you don't do any naughty business.
Well, the problem is, what if you had an interesting nap and you have no idea you're having that and you wake up?
Oh, and you're just.
And
you're,
everybody's like, out. You pull up the pod and HR is waiting for you.
You're right, dude. Especially if you have one of those dreams where you wake up with a little lumber.
Yes.
That's the least that could happen, as opposed to maybe you start getting busy with yourself.
Why does Steve always go to sleep in a nap pod with a pillow over his lap?
Yeah,
exactly. I was going to suggest.
Yeah, good call. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What magician shares a name with a Charles Dickens novel?
Houdini?
No.
Piff the Magic Dragon?
No.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Sherlock?
No.
He's not a magician.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
You did get it right, though, Steve. Do you remember?
That's right.
Come on. You can do this. You can do this.
I know I can do it.
Come on.
Shakespeare, no.
Come on, David. You can do this.
Copperfield.
Yeah.
Copperfield.
Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? 206-421-ROCK.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.